Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 11, Departure, Part 1.
Again, why we have to drive?
We don't have to, but I figured that we would make this a cool road trip.
Road trip? We're going on a cruise.
You know I always wanted to see Bodega Bay Church.
Where they film the birds?
Yeah.
Is that where we're really going?
Well, I'm not telling you. It's a surprise.
A surprise, huh?
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop thinking.
Stop thinking about what? My birthday is coming up. We're going on a cruise, and yet there's more? A surprise, you say?
Even if you guess, I'm not gonna tell you if you're right.
We're gonna go see my parents, aren't we?
I mean, maybe we can stop and visit them on our way.
Uh-huh.
I really do want to stop in Bodega, and you always said you wanted to go too.
Yeah, but it was never a must. More like a passing thought when travel was mentioned.
Well, I figured we could stop in Portland and go to
Voodoo Donut?
I know how much you love yourself, an old dirty bastard.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
I'm talking about the donut.
They're so good.
I figure we'll wing it, okay?
I still think we're stopping at my parents', and that's the surprise.
Stop.
Cough once if I'm right.
I'm not sick.
No? Hey, how are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Really?
Can you still notice the bags under my eyes?
Dark purple. It's like you were punched by two tiny fists.
Well, sleep is hard to come by.
Well, it's not for lack of trying.
I just don't get it.
At least the sleepwalking stopped, so maybe the sleep specialist did work? I mean, that was creepy as hell.
Yeah, but the night terrors. And waking up in the middle of the night unable to move?
It's called sleep paralysis. I looked it up. It's why you mumble, too.
Well, it feels like I'm awake. Doctor said it was fairly common.
I know. Hey, what happened to Slender Man?
It's not Slender Man.
Whatever. The Dark Man.
Don't say that in public. Sounds racist.
Well, you saying it sounds racist makes you sound more racist than me.
Please, don't add to my headache.
You know what I'm talking about.
I see figures, and when I wake up, or think I wake up, they're still there, in the corner of the room, watching me.
Okay, stop. You're giving me chills, and not in a good way.
Well, think how I feel.
I'm sorry. Are you sure you still want to do this trip? It's not going to be fun if you don't feel well.
Really? We're on our way. There are no refunds at this point.
Hey, don't act like I haven't said this before.
No, we're going to go on this cruise. I'm excited.
Tell your face.
Ha ha. These next 2 weeks are about you, babe. It's your birthday. I want to make it special.
You're the best.
I know.
So, since this is a road trip, are we going to stop at a gas station and buy a bunch of junk food and soda?
What? It's 9 a.m.
For later. Right now, I could go for a coffee, though.
Yeah, surprisingly, you're not as bitchy as usual. Pre-coffee Erica isn't usually fun.
Well, I'm in a good mood because it's my birthday week. Now, because it's my birthday week, you should be nice and tell me what you have planned on this little road trip of ours. Are we visiting my parents?
Stop! Of course we're going to visit her parents. Why did I have to say a surprise? Dumb, Shane. Dumb. Not that she wouldn't figure it out once we jumped on 97. Oh well. The goal was to make this an amazing birthday for Erica. I just wish I felt better. The sleep specialist recommended Lunesta. I didn't like the idea of taking more sleeping pills, but if it worked, then hey, so be it. Since the sleep trouble came out of nowhere, the assumed culprits were stress and anxiety, but there was another issue, one that I didn't mention to Dr. Branch. It was hard to talk about. Erica brought up my dad's passing once, but I shut her down. Could that have something to do with this? Maybe. I still hoped that a stress-free two-week vacation would help. If it didn't work out, I could always go back to Dr. Branch. Around 2, we stop at a gas station.
I'm gonna go buy an insane amount of junk food. You want anything in particular?
No.
Not even sour gummy worms?
It doesn't matter.
Wow. Not in the mood for sour gummy worms? Alright.
I'm not saying no to sour gummy worms, just that it doesn't matter. You can pick whatever you want.
Okay, babe.
It wasn't a hot day, so I was surprised how much I was sweating. I didn't feel good. Did I have a fever? I tried feeling my forehead with the back of my hand. I felt hot, but not that hot. I turned around to see Erica with a shit ton of items in her hands. She was so cute sometimes, like a big child. I was really hoping this would be a great trip for us. We never did anything like this before, and I really wanted to make this birthday special, something she'd never forget. Suddenly, a moth landed on my hand. I shook it off and finished pumping gas. I watched Erica pay for the items, but noticed the moth fluttering around outside my window. I'm not sure why my focus was on this tiny insect. I rolled the window down and the back up, which startled the insect, causing it to flutter off, out of sight.
And here we are.
Erica dropped 2 full bags by her feet. Yeah, you get enough stuff?
Now it's a proper road trip.
Glad. Last thing we need is this trip to be improper.
Hey, mock me all you want, but you know this is the ingredient to a great road trip.
And what ingredients did you get?
Snickers, Pringles, Mountain Dew Code Red, Salsa Verde Doritos, Peach Rings, Diet Coke, Blueberry Red Bull, Take 5, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, no sour gummy worms?
I thought you didn't care.
I mean, I don't. I just thought...
I knew no matter how sick he fell, he would still need his stupid worms.
Thanks, babe. Erica leaned in and gave me a quick kiss on the cheek. She threw the pack on my lap and we jumped back on the interstate. We had 4 days before the cruise and we had several stops we needed to make on our way up. We headed to Bodega Bay first. Hey, let's cut over to the Pacific Coast Highway.
Okay.
Hey, save some of those snacks for later.
Why? We'll hit more gas stations.
Nerd. We cut over to the coastal road and it was gorgeous. It had been a while since I had been this way. We passed through Olay and Santa Barbara. When we reached San Fran, we drove over the Golden Gate, something I never personally did. We thought about stopping at the Myrtle Woods, but it was getting late.
Forget it. Let's just get to Bodega.
You sure?
I've seen the Redwoods before.
Okay. We found a nice small motel just south of Bodega. The next morning, we got up and made our way into the city. I had never been to Bodega Bay before, but it was a place I always wanted to go to. Ever since I had seen Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, my favorite movie.
It says the church is that way.
Erica was using Google Maps to direct us.
What?
Everything looks a lot different.
I thought you haven't been here.
I haven't.
So it looks a lot different than the movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's not 1960, so...
I know that. And the movie was released in 1963.
Oh boy, off by 3 years. Oh, I'm such an idiot. So, I'm looking at things to do, and there are a ton of hiking trails. Can we?
I want to see the church.
We're heading to the church, babe.
Yes, we can do a hiking trail, too.
The pictures are gorgeous.
Where is the church?
One more mile coming up on the right. There'll probably be a sign. There it is, St. Teresa's Church.
I turn right onto the single lane road, up to the white building that looked to be in pristine condition. The marble white paint job and polished wooden door didn't sit well with me.
Park there.
Can I?
I don't see why not.
I pulled to the side and parked half in the grass. Where is everyone?
Maybe it's not the hot tourist attraction you thought it would be. Now what?
Nothing.
No, what is it, babe?
I walked around the building, scanning the architecture. That's when I noticed the absence of the jungle gym. Aw, man. No monkey bars.
Sorry, babe. You want me to Snapchat you running away? We can wait till some birds are flying in the background and... Oh, or I can add emojis.
No, that's okay. Oh, shit. My camera.
What about it?
I don't think I packed it. Oh, man. I hope I did. I ran back to the car, opened the trunk, and there it was. The case for it laying on the suitcases. How come I don't remember packing it?
Because you didn't. I did.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You should thank me. I hate that thing. Now come on, let's at least take a pic together in front of the church.
After the picture, we walked around the entire church lot. I don't know what I expected. I guess it was still cool. I mean, Alfred Hitchcock stood here and filmed one of the best horror films ever made. And this scene was iconic.
How come you like the movie The Birds so much?
I don't know. Just do. Saw it when I was young. It stuck with me.
Huh. Babe?
Yes?
Can we find a nature trail now?
Let's go. We ate breakfast in Bodega and then walked around Doran Park. The view was beautiful, and we were able to walk along the beach. We took our shoes off and walked in the water. Afterwards, we grabbed lunch from a small cafe outside of town. I tried not to rush us, but we needed to make it to Oregon tonight.
Are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
Tell me if visiting my parents is the surprise.
No.
So you're not going to tell me, or it isn't the surprise?
The cruise is a surprise.
No, it's not. I know about the cruise.
I meant that's your present.
But you said that there was a surprise.
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
That's why you love me.
That is not why I love you.
You don't love me?
I didn't say that. But you being annoying is not why I love you.
Will you just tell me?
Stop. You're giving me a headache.
You already have a headache.
Well, you're not helping.
Okay. So we're going to stay on the 101 then?
No. I thought we'd cut over onto the interstate soon. It'll be faster.
Then we just stay on the 5 the whole way.
Yeah.
And at no point we're going to divert onto the 97?
Erica was on her phone looking at Google Maps. We're going to take the interstate.
You said that. But then at any point, will we be taking the 97?
Oh my God, yes, Erica, we're going to your parents. I talked to them last week. They're taking us out to dinner and your brother's going to be there too. That's why we're doing this road trip. Happy?
I knew I could break you.
Now you ruin the surprise.
Yeah, but I'm even happier. Just think—
Holy shit!
What the hell, babe?
I almost hit that man.
What man?
I spun around in my seat. There was a man in the middle of the road.
I didn't see anyone. Babe!
I climbed out to get a better look.
Babe!
I could swear that I saw someone in the street. Couldn't get a good look at his face. His face was messed up. I climbed back inside and tried to catch my breath.
You okay?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're all right.
I thought I saw someone.
Maybe an animal ran across.
But I didn't see an animal. I saw a man in a brown jacket and jeans standing in the middle of the road, and his face, it was different.
Babe, you want me to drive?
No, I'm okay. She nodded and put her hand on mine. Let's go. We drove in silence for a long time. I could feel Erica staring at me, concerned. But I just focused on the road. My heart was still beating. What was that? Who was that? I looked over to Erica, who gave me a sincere smile and kissed my hand.
Want some more gummy worms?
I smiled, weakly. Sure.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Nick Shoup. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane. Ariel Zadok as Erica. Alexander Doughty as Roger. Ariel Hack as Michelle. Amy LeRae as Roland. Catabelle as Ray. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Jerry Swindle, and Jack Austin. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lam production.